So I'm not prepared in the way that it sounds like people have really made progress. And I don't have made progress. It's not, it just doesn't feel very tangible right now. So I'm trying to give myself permission to just be where I am with the process. And I feel like I'm more on the end of just like thoughts. Like I have pages filled with, like, I think of something and I write it down. And I don't, like, the coherent thread doesn't feel like, so I'm in like the pulling things out of the air side of the equation. So I wrote something down here. I'm really not sure what I want to talk about. Like, not just tonight, but for this. I'm really not clear, like, what the thing is that I'm trying to say. It feels a little soupy in me right now. And then I wrote down, like, one of the things that is really, it's like a big part of how I work is, like, finding comfort in not knowing. That's really funny, because I feel like I'm in not knowing, and how can I just be really comfortable with that? And I could probably have a whole talk about getting cozy with the unknown as a path. So I'm not sure that slowness is my message, as like it might be just something delivery, or that something about noticing, like taking the time to just notice, like the simplicity, like the most simple action that we could possibly do, just stop and notice what's actually happening, like how hard that is for most of us to do. It requires slowing down. And the discomfort that can come from when we stop and we notice what's happening, there's like this seems automatic desire to do something to make whatever's happening go away. And there's this simple but also courageous act of staying with that discomfort. So for me, like that, like the slowing down, noticing what's happening, and staying with the unknown of that, staying with the mystery of that, staying with what can be uncomfortable in that, is like some intersection of spiritual path and psychotherapy. There's like, and there's a way that it feels like the most basic instruction, and yet it's so hard. It's so hard for so many of us. So those are the things that are floating around in me. And there's ways that I feel like I want my talk to be experiential. So I like the idea of bringing in stories. I'm having a hard time with stories right now, just because I'm adrenal thing is really hard. I'm having a really hard time with that, and it's really tanking me emotionally. And so all the stories that I that are coming to mind right now have the flavor of the emotional valence that I have going on because of what's happening in my body. And I don't want to tell those stories particularly. So I'm a little stuck on the story part, although I want stories in there, but I also want I want in my talk to not just be talking, like I actually want to invite an experience of noticing, slowing down, noticing what's happening. So yeah, that's where I am. I
So sounds great. I heard a whole talk there.
Mm-hmm.
I heard your core message. I heard your call to action. I heard the format. I heard the one thing people can do right away.
And I think also that, you know, the resistance to the telling of the stories, like, that feels like part of it also, because it sounds like it's really about rewriting the story, like telling a new story, that there are these old stories that you get stuck in, that we get stuck in, that we all get, that hold us in a certain limited way. So it's really about rewriting those stories.
I'm finding it hard to find that energy right now to find the different angle of the stories. So that it's not that I don't have an angle, it's just they come up right now in that old way because of some of the swampy marsh that I'm slogging through at the moment physically. I feel faith that I can get to them.
Yeah.
And then I think another thing that is tricky for me right now is that like I really want to do this. I really want to sort of get me. I don't know, there's like the adrenal thing is a very real phenomenon that's happening for me right now. Want to get beneath it in a way because I feel like it will actually help me physically to get beneath it. And also, like, the only thing I care about right now is helping my nervous system calm down and helping my adrenals fill up. Like, it's the only thing I care about. And so, when I have moments, I guess I'm trying to find a way to relate to this process. I can keep it stress-free or low stress because I don't feel like I can, like my system can, I feel like it's good for my system to add stress right now. So, anyway, I'm that's where I am. I'm in that. Like I feel kind of, I'm clear. And anyway, so I feel like as much of my process, like in terms of writing and coming up with something to say, like there's this way that I know from way too many years in school that if I have to pull a presentation out of my ass, I will, and I'll do it, and it'll be fine. But I'd like to find a way, like I feel like as much of the work for me is finding a way to just like be with the process and be with the idea of giving a talk that actually like it's no big deal. Like that's where I feel like my work is just like trying to keep the whole process in the realm of no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know what my call to action is, and my audience, if you want to write it down and email me, like, that'd be great.
What I hear is this honoring. That it's like, I totally get that whole thing. If I needed to pull it out of my ass right now, I could, but that's not the most honoring thing to you and to your own process. And I suspect not even honoring to the talk that you're creating. And being someone who went through the whole adrenal thing and feeling completely confused and foggy and